Welcome to the By Faith podcast, where we walk by faith and not by sight. My name is Kaya Mochitani, and I'm your host for today's episode. And oh my goodness, am I just so excited and so pumped to share all about the rebrand and why I'm rebranding and how God confirmed it, what my true vision is, and how I just really feel so just like pumped and like ready for breakthrough. So I want to first talk about my reason for changing. I felt so convicted in the past few months of like the name of my podcast saying my message. And I kept thinking about that and thinking about it. And I'm like, I want it to be less of me and more of God. And I just felt so clearly like the Holy Spirit just pushing me to be like, okay, then rebrand. Like when you rebrand, I will provide for you, but like you need to make this change. And I was like, okay, this is so scary. And I feel like honestly, the Holy Spirit like is so amazing and so perfect in the sense of like, God knows that I'm an early podcaster and I have done a lot of changes and have had a lot of new names, I guess, or rebrands in my podcast. So if you're like an OG, you would know that the beginning of my podcast was called the WTD podcast. I cringe out just talking about that. And then it was the My Message podcast, and now it's called By Faith. I don't know. When I was thinking, okay, like God, like what do I like rebrand to? Like I know it's time, but like I don't know what I want to rebrand to. I immediately had two ideas pop into my brain. It was like automatic. Like it was so crazy. It was so weird. And I was debating between By Faith and another name. And I remember going on a walk and just praying. I said, God, I pray that you would just show me which one of these names it would be. I don't feel like I could go wrong either way, but I want it to be like so of you and so like fixed upon you and what you want, God. Just show me, whether that be in a week, whether that be in a month, whether that be in a minute, in a day, just show me. And that was on a Saturday, and the next day I went to church. And Pastor Mark at Ocean's Church, he was preaching and he's like, we have to do things by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. And I was like, what? Like, this is so crazy. And my whole body like kind of shook. And then I put the pieces together. I was like, wait, that's my new podcast name. And Jake was home that weekend. And I look over to him. I go, I just got the confirmation. Like, that's my new podcast name. And it was just like this, like, so like liberating moment of like, God answers our prayers so clearly and he so confirmed it for me. And I feel like faith is like literally, and I will say this like in 100 million episodes, but it's like the heartbeat of my life. Growing up, I had to have deep rooted faith. My life verse, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. I don't know. I just feel like God speaks so clearly to me through Hebrews 11:1, because I literally see 1:1:1. I shared this on my LA marathon experience. I literally see 1:1:1 everywhere. And I especially see it on license plates, like literally everywhere, like 1:1:1, 1:1:1, 1:1:1. And it's all about faith. And every time I see 1:1:1, I'm reminded, Kaya, we have to do things by faith. Like, get out of your head, get out of your mind. Like, we have to do things by faith. And so having faith and 1:1:1 being so big in my life, and then my podcast now being called By Faith, like it is just coming full circle for me, and I am so excited. And so my vision for this podcast and where I'm really working on seeing this go is I'm going to have more people on the podcast sharing their testimony on how they've acted by faith to get to where they are today. I feel like there is so much power and testimony in our story, and it basically is like, okay, there's evidence that God can do it for them, and I'm going to take bits and pieces of that, carry that with me, that God can do it for me. I heard somebody tell me this at small group. They said, a testimony, like, okay, if your friend receives breakthrough from God, or like, has a miracle or has experienced a miracle, I want you to think in your brain, oh my gosh, God's right next door to me. Like if he can do it right next door, he's going to do it for me next. And that's such a cool thought of like, there's so much like power in testimony. And I love sharing my testimony because I feel like I relate so much to other people's testimony, and I feel so encouraged by like what God's doing in other people's lives that I feel like it is so important to talk about. And I haven't done that recently, and I really, really am going to focus on that. So I'm so excited for that. I'm going to talk more about the way God is continuing to write my story when I act by faith. I'm going to share every single week of the things that I've done to act by faith. And so I'm going to give you like a weekly report. Like I did this, this, and this, and I acted by faith. And I feel like it'd be such a cool challenge, not only for me, but for you guys to do the same of like, when you come back and listen, I want you to like remember all of the things that you did that week to remind you of how you've acted by faith and how much closer you are to God. I want you to just feel encouraged. I want you to feel seen. I want you to feel eager to spread God's love right where you are. I want you to leave feeling on fire for Jesus. I want you to leave this episode feeling, or this podcast feeling, like a whole new level of love for Jesus, a new heart for the people around you. I don't know. I just feel like we have to start doing things by faith. And my story is so much of which I've done things where I've acted by faith. You may ask, okay, Kaya, what does it mean to act by faith? Like, I get it. Like, we have to act by faith, but like, I don't really understand. Like, what does that really mean? And to me, it means to do the things God is calling you, do the things the Holy Spirit is prompting you to do, even when it doesn't make sense out on the outside of your life. And of course, I reference this in my intro, but 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we live by faith, not by sight." I want to act by faith. It's saying, okay, God, like this is where you're calling me to go, and this is where you're calling me to be, or this is who you're calling me to talk to or apply to or go to, even though I'm scared and it really doesn't make sense why I'm approaching this person or why I'm applying for this job or accepting this like lower job offer. I'm going to do it by faith because this is where you've put me. For me, like I acted by faith with a new job opportunity. I accepted a job at a preschool, and financially, I mean, it just doesn't make sense at all whatsoever, but God like really just called me there, and I work and I feel so fulfilled and I feel so loved and full of joy there. And I acted by faith on that. And you never know like what opportunity will come from like my first year or whatever it is. I acted by faith when I dropped out of college. I acted by faith by working through something really hard that Jake and I walked through. I acted by faith when I was at the grocery store and I looked at the cashier and I told them, like, how are you really doing? And made conversation about with them. I acted by faith when at work, one of my kids are having a hard moment, and I asked the Holy Spirit for the words and just like the wisdom to handle the situation. I acted by faith by changing churches. I acted by faith by joining a small group. There's so many things where me acting by faith has propelled me to such an intimate level of with God. And I feel like that could be so true for all of us. And I'm not saying that those listening, like, you don't act by faith, but I'm saying like that's something so to pay attention to and to notice and remember and to keep doing more of that. Now, I guess my next question is, okay, Kaya, I get that that's what it means, but like how can we act by faith? Like, I don't really understand how. I have a few points for you. Point number one is to ask with the knowing that the answer is on its way. When you ask for things in prayer, I want you to already believe it in your heart that that prayer will be answered. Mark 11:24 says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours." Okay, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Whatever you ask for in prayer, I want you to believe that you have it, believe that you are going to receive it, and it will be yours. Ask with the knowing that it's on its way. Next is every single day, do something to become closer with Jesus, or do something every day that Jesus would do. Is that every morning reading a morning devotion? Is that telling the cashier Jesus loves them or asking them how their day is going? Is that inviting the Holy Spirit to move every single morning? Is that kneeling for prayer in your bedroom all by yourself? Is that praying for a stranger, a friend? Whatever you feel prompted to do, I want you to do at least one of those things every single day. Every single day. Next is to check your heart posture. And there's a lot of layers to that because, there's just a lot of layers to checking your heart posture. And this is something I've never like really put an emphasis on, you know, months and months ago. And now that I've like realized this, I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is so important. So checking your heart posture comes with, I want you to ask yourself, how are you feeling? How am I feeling in this moment? I want you to notice all of the feelings that you're feeling. And with the negative feelings, I want you to pray into that, because you're not supposed to be, you're not meant to be left feeling that kind of way. You're not meant to feel shame or guilt or stressed or overwhelmed or tired or exhausted all the time. And so if that's what you're feeling right now, I want you to pray into that and ask God for that strength, right? Regarding the positive feelings, I want you to ask God to keep fueling those feelings. I want you to take note of the things that you did to make yourself feel this way. And so whether that be writing a kind note to your coworker and leaving it on their desk, and that made you feel good, and you're noticing that you feel so good because you filled somebody else's cup, I want you to take note of that and then keep doing those kinds of things. The other layer to checking your heart posture is asking yourself, what are the intentions in your heart? Are you praying because you feel like you have to, or are you doing it out of complete love for Jesus? Are you doing something to please others, or are you doing it to please God? In Matthew 5:8 says, blessed are the pure heart, for they will see God. And so my question for you is, how can we have that pure heart of not doing things out of obligation, but doing things because we just have this pure heart and love for Jesus, and that's why we're doing those things? Psalm 139:23-24 says, search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. I love this Bible verse so much. It actually was my home screen for a while, because I love how it says, search me, God, and know my heart. God, I want you to test me and know my anxious thoughts. And if there's anything offensive in me, Lord, lead me to the way of the everlasting light. Lead me into the way of just pure righteousness and goodness, right, Lord? And so check your heart posture to do things by faith. And when you're out in the world, or you're at home and you're doing something and you feel like it's an obligation, that's not doing things by faith. I want you to have that pure, neutral, pure heart, good intentions, to be able to, you know, receive breakthrough from God. Anyway, I'm just so excited for this like rebrand. I just feel like on fire for it. I feel more clear vision. I feel like this podcast will now be like way less of me and way more of God and what God's doing in the people that you may know, or the people like that you feel like could be so ordinary, but they have this insanely awesome, crazy, amazing testimony. I feel like I'm just so on fire and so excited to act by faith together. Before we go, I love this Bible verse and I would be doing such an injustice not to share it. And I feel like this also like goes hand in hand with Hebrews 11:1, but it's Hebrews 11:6. And it says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. I love, and I'm obsessed with the fact that it says without faith, it is impossible to please God. Like, faith is so important and we have to do things by faith. I saw this video of some woman. She was praying over her home and she took oil and she was putting oil at the top of her bed frame, or the top of the door frame. And she said, it's not the oil that's like holy, it's my act of doing something by faith, showing God, like, God, I'm willing to get up and act and show you that I love you and that I want my home to be a safe place. It's not the oil. So it's not what you're doing or the conversation that you're having that is so holy. It's the act of what you're doing by faith to show God, God, I want more of you and I want to do things of you and for you. And so I want to end in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I just pray over every person listening to this podcast episode, God. I just am so excited, Lord, that you would confirm and give me this beautiful idea of just rebranding to by faith, Lord. I pray that I would be able to do this just the right way, Lord, of just fixing my eyes in this podcast and giving you all the glory, God. I just thank you, Lord, for this idea, God. I just thank you for the people that this podcast would reach, Lord. I pray that this podcast would be a game changer, would make people better, that they would see more fruit, Lord, that they would see more breakthrough, that they would see more of you, God, that they would hear more of you, that they would feel more of you, and that there would be more of them, Lord, loving you, God. And I just thank you, Lord, that of what you're doing in me and in my heart, Lord. And I pray that I would be able to just deliver these messages well and thought out and articulate it in a way, Lord, that's digestible for humans and people to hear, God. I just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, God. I thank you for this podcast. I thank you for the people listening, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for all that you've done in my life, Lord. And I praise you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you guys so much for listening. I am so pumped and I'm so excited and I am just so excited to share it all. Anyway, I love you guys. I hope you guys have the bestest week, blessedest week. Don't forget, act by faith every single day. I love you guys. Have the best day ever. Bye. Thank you guys so much for listening. Tune into the next episode. And while you're at it, leave a rating and review to boost the podcast algorithm to ensure that we grow organically. I love you guys so much. Have the best day ever.